Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiars, in for Lisa Mullins. After calls from teachers' unions and a push from the Biden administration, K-12 educators, staff, and child care workers in Massachusetts will become eligible next week to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Charlie Baker made the announcement at an elementary school in Gloucester this morning. WBUR Steve Brown tells us educators will increase the number of people competing to get access to a limited supply of vaccine doses.
The governor says 400,000 people fall into this newly eligible category. He says the state is making the change to avoid confusion, as President Biden is now urging teachers and staff to get their shots so that most schools can open to in-person learning full-time by April. While Bay State teachers are being given the go-ahead to get their shots, they will still need to compete with those who are already eligible and are still looking for their first dose.
But I don't see how we can choose to take vaccines away from people who are over the age of 65 and significantly at risk of hospitalization and death from COVID, or people who have two comorbidities, many of which have already been proven time and time again to be terribly dangerous when it comes to COVID, and not include them going forward in the process.
As he has for weeks, Governor Baker lamented the limited supply of vaccine that is provided each week from the federal government.
Our problem, and this is a problem in every state in the country, is there are more people who want to get vaccinated than there is supply available to vaccinate them with. And if the feds do in fact manage to enhance the time frame that's associated with how they distribute it, I can promise you this, we have plenty of capacity to put every dose we get to work.
The governor says the state's COVID command center will designate specific days at mass vaccination sites for educators to get their shots, but those details have not yet been worked out. While they may have some scheduling hurdles ahead, teachers are welcoming today's news. New Bedford High School English teacher Takaru Nagayoshi says he's relieved.
I have come to the point where I am numbed to the email notifications from our headmaster saying that another person in our community has been infected. I have felt hesitant about school reopenings around the entire state, but also had to convince myself that this is what it is. And knowing that we will get vaccines makes me able to do my job without the fear of being infected. And so that's joyful news.
School administrators are also praising the move. Tom Scott of the Mass Association of School Superintendents says they're excited to have the governor acknowledge that teachers should be a priority when it comes to vaccines.
So I think it's a good move, given the plan for bringing elementary school students back in early April. I think that this is imperative, and I hope we can be aggressive about the timeline.
State education officials are meeting later this week to discuss giving Education Commissioner Jeff Riley the authority to determine when hybrid and remote learning models will no longer count towards state requirements for learning hours. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.